Today's shir is Masechta Nazir Daf Yud, and we will begin on Daf Yud Amar Aleph, the second line, the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Amar, if someone said, Amra Parazu, and Para, cow, said, Hareini Nazira Im Imedesani, I am going to be a Nazir if I stand up. And the Gemara will offer a number of pshatim in helping us understand the words of our Mishnah. So the Parah says, I will be a Nazir if I get up. Amra Hadel Sazer. The door says, Hareini Nazira Im Niftachani. Obviously, we're referring to a situation where the cow is laying on the floor, not moving. The door is jammed, and there's difficulty in getting it open. Beshamai, consistent with their opinion that we discussed in the previous year, that Beshamai said in the previous Mishnah, if somebody says Hareini Nazir Minat Groigus Minat Vela, that we learned in the previous year that although this is certainly not an obvious declaration of Naziris, still Beshamai, according to the Tanakama's opinion, becomes a Nazir. Here too Beshamai says the person becomes a Nazir. However, Beis Hillel says ain't a Nazir, in such a situation the person is not a Nazir. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks the obvious question. In the previous year, we just quoted Beshamai referring to a case where a person said Hareini Nazir Minat Groigus Minat Vela, although the person did not certainly make your typical declaration of Naziris, he did say Hareini Nazir, and therefore we could understand where Beshamai will hold that the person is a Nazir. But in our Mishnah, and including all the explanations we will mitzvashem learn in the Gemara, there was never an explicit declaration of Hareini Nazir. And perhaps only in the previous sugya, where there was such an explicit explanation, declaration, will Beshamai hold that the person is a Nazir, but not in the case of our Mishnah. And Kivega asked this very, very fundamental question in understanding the Mishnah and the Gemara, and he actually remains with a tzarachin. He doesn't answer the question, which I guess is part of the difficulty in understanding today's shir. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, how Rabbi Yehuda, as he said in the previous shir, even Beshamai, who is the machmer, says Rabbi Yehuda, Lo amru ela ba'oyma ha'rei parzo like kavna medesi. All the person meant to say is that the meat of this cow, if the cow should stand up, should be offered to me. I should not be allowed to eat from this meat. Never, says Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Beis Shammai, was it this person's intention to actually declare a Naziris. And the Mefarshim ask that according to Rabbi Yehuda's explanation, that the person in our Mishnah is intending to make the meat of the cow prohibited to him, we can understand the situation by the paro, because cow meat is certainly a food that can become usur to the individual. However, asks the Mefarshim, how will Rabbi Yehuda interpret the case of Bag Delis? What is the Delis is nothing that is mutur or usur to be eaten, and in fact there are Rishonim that suggests that Rabbi Yehuda is only referring to the situation of the meat. But in the case of the Delis, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree, according to Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, there will not be any Machlokes. Everybody will hold that the door, there is no meaningful statement, and it's not going to be of any validity, even according to Beis Shammai. Ask the Gemara the obvious question. Para mi kamishtai. Does a cow speak that the cow of our Mishnah is saying, I am a Nazir, I'm not a Nazir? And as the Yavetz adds, and even if a cow were able to speak, does it mean, ask the Yavetz, that because a cow said something, it should have any bearing both on itself or on the person listening to what it said? What is happening in our Mishnah? Amram Bacham explains. Hachav Ma'iskinen. Our mission is referring to a situation. Kohen Shalisa Para Revutza Lefonov. The cow was lying in front of him. Vomer. And the person says to himself, Ksav Parzu Enem Medes. This cow thinks that it's unable to get up. And as the Rush explains, cows don't think, cows don't speak. But as we find a pasuk in Nach, it says in Nach, Vania Choshva Lishover. The boat, as it was traveling in the sea, thought that it will break. Boats don't think. What it means, says the Rush, is that the person walking by seeing the cow, just like the person walking by seeing that boat in the sea, in the raging sea, assumes that the boat will break, and he assigns what he imagines would go through the mind and the mouth of a boat, were a boat to have a mind and a mouth. Similarly in our Gemara, a cow isn't speaking, a cow isn't thinking, but the person assumes that were a cow able to speak or think, this is what it would be thinking. So the person says to himself, this cow thinks that Enor Medes, it's unable to get up. Hareni Nazir Mipsara, I will be a Nazir im Amd Meleah, if she will be able to get up by itself. So even though the person doesn't actually verbalize his Naziris, by articulating this imaginary declaration of the cow, that's the way the person is assuming a willingness to become a Nazir. And then the cow actually gets up. And the same explained to Rishonim is the case with a jammed door. And what goes through the person's mind is that the door would very much like to open. And if it will be successful to open, it wants to be a Nazir. And the person making the statement, the door said, I'm hereby a Nazir if I open, is the same as saying that if the door opens, I will become a Nazir. Continues the Gemara, Holcha Beishamai Lishitasan. Now Beishamai follow their opinion, which they articulated in the previous daf. Or Beishil Lishitasan. And Beishil articulate their opinion. Beishamai the Amri, Minhag Grogris, Minhag Vela. Just like Beishami said in the previous year, if somebody says, Hareni Nazir, Minhag Grogris, Minhag Vela, the person is considered having Nazir, he's considered a declaration of Naziris. Hachinami, so too in the case of our Mishnah, Ki Amar B'Psara, when the person goes through this imaginary dialogue of the cow, it's an acceptance of Naziris. And that's why I have a Nazir. On Beis Hillel Oimrim, just like Beis Hillel said in the previous year, if somebody says, Hareni Nazir Minhag Grogris Minhag Vela, it's not a way of becoming a Nazir. Here too, lo have a Nazir, it won't be a Nazir. Ask the Gemara, V'hamra Beis Shammai Chad Zimna. Didn't Beis Shammai say this already once? So ask the Mefarshim, the Rosh, and all the Rishonim ask. There's a much bigger Chiddush in our Mishnah, in our Gemara, than in the previous Mishnah. For as we said at the beginning of our Shir, in the previous Mishnah, at least the person made a declaration saying, Hareini Nazir. Yes, he connected it with somewhat of a difficult statement of Groigris Udvela, but he certainly made a statement of Hareini Nazir. In our Mishnah, there's an imaginary dialogue of a cow, which is certainly a much bigger Chiddush. So the Rosh answers that since the Halacha follows the opinion of Beis Hillel, and if Beis Hillel, in the previous Sugya, where the person said Hareini Nazir, just he added the words Minhag Grogris and the Medvela, that was enough to create a situation that the person is not a Nazir, certainly in our situation where we don't even have that much, he should not be a Nazir. And since we know the Halacha follows the opinion of Beis Hillel, the Gemara's question is, why does our Mishnah have to say this then, if we're going to follow the opinion of Beis Hillel? based on what we learned in the previous sugya, certainly in this case, Beis Hillel will consider that the person is not a nazir. Actually, the Arishonim that say that this question that we're now asking is really the question that the Gemara will have Rava asking later. And we'll get to Rava's question in a moment. Amar Rava, so Rava responds, Tarti Tlas. The Mishnah repeats the same concept 2-3 times. And it's interesting to note that the Rishonim point out that even though we're going to soon learn that Rava has a difficulty with Rami Bachamas Pshat in the Mishnah, and Rava offers a different Pshat in understanding of our Mishnah, still says the Rishonim, Rava went out of the way to explain the opinion of Rami Bachama, and we're going to see in a moment that Rav Chia and Rav Oishia also went out of the way to explain the Mishnah in this manner, and therefore they say it's common for an Amora to explain a Gemara, explains an opinion that he himself doesn't actually follow himself. And that's what's happening here. Rava says, Tati Tlas, the 2 or 3 examples given to articulate Beis Shammai's concept. The Kain Tana Rav Chia, and so said Rav Chia, Tati Tlas. We have 2 or 3 examples of the same case. The Kain Omer of Oishia, Tati Tlas, and Vitzrichi. And all of the examples we're learning are necessary to completely understand the opinion of Beis Shammai. Dietma Baha Grigris Advela. Had we only learnt the case of Grigris and Dvela, we would think, Hasum Huda Amr Beis Shammai have a Nazir. If somebody, instead of saying, Hareini Nazir min Hayayin, says, Hareini Nazir min HaGrigris min HaDvela, that's a situation where we can understand the person made a mistake. Hasum Huda Amr Beis Shammai have a Nazir. It's a mistake that can be understood. Mishum de Michlefin Banovim. Figs can easily be confused with grapes. Farshim say 2 reasons. Either because they're both fruits, or because they both have the ability to intoxicate. Grapes, wine intoxicates, and so do figs intoxicate. Avabasa banovim, meat and grapes, loy michlif. People don't make that kind of confusion. Vitma basar, on the other hand, have we only learnt the case of meat? It's only in this case that Beis Shammai says that the person is a nazir, because bisr v'chamra, meat and wine, go together. People many times eat meat together with their drinking wine, and that's the reason that the person got confused, and instead of saying wine, he said meat. But when it comes to figs, how will a person come to confuse figs with grapes? That's why it teaches us that in both of these cases there are legitimate reason for confusion, and that's why it's a legitimate declaration of Naziris according to Beis Shammai. As from Kiva Ego, he says, the Mishnah says, if somebody was separating Truma from his produce, and instead of calling it Truma, he by mistake called it Meiser, or vice versa. Instead of calling it Meiser, he called it Truma. The halacha is that since he made such a fundamental error in his declaration, what he said is meaningless. So, as Rabbi Akiva Eiger, in our case also, yes, the person meant to say Geffen, but accidentally he said Grigris. Accidentally he said Basser. Why does that not disqualify his declaration? Answers Rabbi Akiva Eiger. When somebody says Hareini Nazir, or in any way that we're learning in our Gemara that he's declaring that he's going to be a Nazir, that is a declaration according to Beis Shammai of Naziris. Yes, he then went and added words which only cause problems, but it doesn't affect his basic declaration of Naziris. However, in the case where the person did in his very statement, in his very beginning of a statement that he made an incorrect statement, He said truma instead of meiser. He said meiser instead of truma. Even though he now comes and explains what he really meant to say, his declaration is an invalid and ineffective declaration, and therefore it's not acceptable. V'yet behanitarti, continues the Gemara, had we only spoken about the case where the person mentioned Bosor, or a person mentioned Gregorus or Dvela, I would think Hani Hu the Kamri Beis Shammai. This is where Beis Shammai says that it's an effective way of becoming a Nazir. Avil Delis, a door has absolutely no connection to Naziris. There, perhaps, Eimim Moidel Hu LeBeis Hillel, they're going to agree with Beis Hillel's opinion that it's not a valid declaration. V'tana Delis, or one could suggest the other way. If we only spoke about the case of a door, that's where Beis Hillel says a door has nothing to do with Naziris. And that's why it's not a valid manner of declaring Naziris. Av v'hanach tarti, by the Groigros and Vela, by the Basar. Since, as the Gemara just explained, there is legitimate way of confusing these items with Gefen. Perhaps, Eimim Moidel Hu LeBeis Shammai, Beis Hillel will agree with the opinion of Beis Shammai that this is a valid declaration of Naziris, Kamash Mulan. That's why he wants to teach us the law that Beis Hillel never agrees with Beis Shammai. Now, Farshim ask, if the Gemara is following this approach, so why do we need three cases? We could have actually have come to this these concepts, understanding the opinion of Beis Shammai and understanding the opinion of Beis Hillel, just with two examples. Bring the case of Delas to show how far Beis Shammai is machmer, that even by a Delos which has no connection to Naziris, he's going to say it's a valid declaration of Naziris, and bring either Basur or Gregus or Tzmukim to show how Mekel Beis Hillel are, that even though these items have some connection to Naziris, they're still not going to be considered, according to Beis Hillel, a valid declaration of Naziris. And in fact, perhaps that's what the Gemara meant when it said Tarti Tlas, two or three, but the Gemara meant with two was that it would have been enough to have two examples. So why does the Gemara bring three examples? So I did see some Farshim suggest that that's the Derech of the Gemara. The Derech of the Gemara is that once it's already proving that there is a need to bring a number of examples to help us understand the concepts that we're learning, the Gemara is not that particular with how many examples it's going to bring. But other Mefarshim want to suggest that the way to understand the Gemara is that to understand there's really two separate pieces of Gemara that we learned first in this Gemara. First, the Gemara is explaining the opinion of Beis Shammai. Where Beis Shammai in two cases explained why it's an effective declaration of Naziris, Gregorus of Dvela and Basar. And the Gemara is explaining why in both of those examples, why we needed Beis Shammai to mention both of those examples, because each one of those cases has its own unique attribute which would confuse it with Geffen. Whereas the next Gemara speaks about the Delis totally separately, and there the Gemara is trying to explain Beis Hillel's opinion that Beis Hillel is a Mekel and considers everything like a Delis. So now we understand why all three cases were needed. It also helps us understand another question asked by the Mefarshim. The Mefarshim asked that the Gemara seems to be focusing and explaining Beis Shammai's opinion, but we don't follow the opinion of Beis Shammai. Don't we follow the opinion of Beis Hillel? But according to the way we just explained, that we view this Gemara as two separate pieces. One is explaining the opinion of Beis Shammai, and one is explaining the opinion of Beis Hillel. It helps us understand that the Gemara is not solely focusing on Beis Shammai, whom the halacha doesn't follow anyway. Ask the Gemara, Amar Rava, if that's the way to understand our Mishnah, Miktani Amamda Mila, does the Mishnah speak about a case that the cow stood up on her own? As we explained, the Naziris is only effective if the cow stands up on her own. If that's the crucial element of the Naziris here, so our Mishnah doesn't mention it, and how could the Mishnah omit the main point? Ask Tosis and many Rishonim. that throughout Shas we find the we find that the Gemara uses the words chsuri mechser v'achtani, the words missing from the Mishnah, and they should be included. So why not in this Gemara do the same? Say chsuri mechser v'achtani, we should include these words in the Mishnah. Answers Tosfos, a very big yesoid in the concept of chsuri mechser v'achtani. Tosfos says we only apply the concept of chsuri mechser v'achtani when it's obvious that something is missing from the Mishnah. When it's obvious that something is missing, so the Gemara says that even though the Mishnah didn't say those words, it's obviously obvious that those words should be included in the Mishnah. Ram Bachama says a very nice pshat in the Mishnah, but it's not mandatory. It's not obvious that that's what the Mishnah means to say, and therefore the Gemara's question is a very legitimate question, that if this is pshat in the Mishnah, why isn't it included in the Mishnah? There are other Rishonim who ask, as we explained earlier, that if that's pshat in our Gemara, then why does Beis Shammai have, then the question is, obviously, the Mishnah is teaching us a very bechiddush in the opinion of Beis Shammai, that even when the person doesn't use the words Hareini Nazir, but if he follows the case that the Mishnah seems to be saying, it's still an effective means of accepting Naziris. And the Gemara, therefore, is very legitimately asking, why do we have to repeat it? El Amarava, Kigon Shai Sapara Ravutz Lofanov. The case is referring to a situation where the cow is laying down in front of the person. Vama Reoloi Tarbin. And the person says that I have to bring this meat as carbon as a completion of a Naziris. Again, the Mefarshim explained, Rava is again assigning, as Rav Bachama did, an imaginary conversation, an imaginary dialogue of the cow. And the cow is not saying that if she gets up on her own, she will become a Nazir. Rather, what the cow is thinking is that if she will not be able to get up, she's saying that she thinks that she will not be get up, and she says that if she does get up, makes no difference whether it's on her own or whether with assistance. So the question that the Gemara just asked, that the Mishnah should have mentioned the words of Andamei Aleha, are no longer necessary, because it makes no difference how the cow gets up. She says that if she's fortunate enough to get up, she should be used for the kabbonis of a Nazir. However, ask the Rishonim. We have been discussing that a Nazir, upon completion of his Naziris, has to bring three Kabbonis, a Chatus, an Oyla, a Shlomim. But none of those Kabbonis are brought from cow meat. So how could the cow be saying, I want to be brought as the Kabbonis of a Nazir? So the Rosh answers that the Pasuk says, when it discusses the Kabbonis that a Nazir brings, Mavana Shatasig Yodoi Kifi Nidroi. Says the Rosh, it was very common that when a person brought his Kabbonis Naziris, he would also bring along all other Kabbonis as a Nadova. And that's what the person meant to, the cow is meaning to say. If I get up, I should be used as a carbon that will be brought by a Nazir when he's bringing the other obligatory Kabbonis that he must bring. Ask the Gemara, Bishlam Aparabas Karboni. To understand that this is what the cow meant could be understood, because a cow can be brought as a carbon. Eladelis Bas Karboni is a door usable as a carbon. How will we understand the case of the Mishnah that speaks about the door? Elam Rava. Therefore, Rava gives a different explanation in the Mishnah. Kigoy Shaysa Para Ravutz Lofonov. Again, we're referring to a situation where the cow was laying down in front of him. V'omar. And the person says, Hareini nozer meyayinim emloy amda. I'm going to be a nozer for wine if the cow doesn't stand up. V'amda meyleh, and she stood up without his assistance. And as the Rishonim explained, there's some sort of a imaginary debate going on here between the cow and the person. The cow is refusing to stand up. And the person assumes that the cow, in its stubbornness to refuse to get up, makes a nether that she's going to be a nazir if she gets up. The person who's disagreeing with the cow takes the opposite position, that if you don't stand up, I'll be a nazir. But if I get you up, if you get up, then I won't be a nazir. And so again, the person is saying that if you get up, I won't be a nazir. If you remain laying, I will be a nazir. And the cow said just the opposite. The cow said, if I remain laying, I will be a nazir. If I get up, I won't be a nazir. And now what happened was the person didn't lift up the cow. Rather, the cow got up by itself. And here we have the basis of the machloikis of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, what the person meant to say was that I will get you up. And if the person wasn't successful in getting the cow up, therefore, the person didn't get up, get the cow up. So he didn't fulfill his condition. Only if he gets the cow up will he not be a nazir. Just because the cow got up, he should still be a nazir. It got up by itself. Reis Hillel says what the person meant to say is that only if the cow remains laying will he be a nazir. But if the cow gets up, it makes no difference if it's he who got the cow up. Or if the cow got up by itself, he will not be a nazir. So we basically, to understand the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, have a machlokes, what did the person mean? Did the person mean that only if I'm successful, if he himself is successful in getting the cow up, will he not be a nazir? Or do he mean that if the cow gets up, he won't be a nazir? Beis Shammai sover, turfet agavra, the essence of what this person means. Turfet means the main part. As the Rishonim explained, we're going to learn in Masechta to get them, it's Hashem, that a get has two parts to it. There's the toifis, which is the standard language of every get, the boilerplate, and there's the tarif, which are the specific parts of the get relevant to a specific husband and wife, his name, her name, the date, the place. Or another shot in Turfe is Turfe means a place that's open, the reveal, the important part of his statement was Mishum Ukme Biyadihu, his ability to lift the cow up. And he didn't, that's what's going to prevent him from being a nazir. V'hola Yukma, he didn't lift the cow up. And since he didn't lift the cow up, he has to be a nazir. Beis Hillel Savri, Mishum Dervihu, only as long as the cow remains laying is the person obligated to be a nazir. V'akamis, but if the cow gets up, then he will not have to be a nazir. Ask the Mefarshim. We discussed the other day the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which is the opinion that we follow the halacha of Sofek Naziris Laku. Whenever we have a Sofek in Naziris, we go Lakula. Here, as we just explained, there's a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. What did this person mean when he made this statement? Did he mean as long as the cow gets up, or did he mean if he gets up, or if he picks up the cow? So Beis Hillel obviously has the more lenient opinion, and Beis Shammai has the more stringent opinion. But why isn't this contradictory to the concept of Sofek Naziris Lahakal? So Mefarshim explained. Why was the case where we use the concept of Sofek Naziris Lahakal? We use it regarding the case where somebody says that if there are 100 pounds, 100 core of produce in my home, I should be a nazir. Person comes home and there's no produce. So Yehuda said, Sofek Naziris Lahakal, and he's not a nazir. The explanation being, the person recognized that there's a possibility he's going to come home and there isn't any produce there. And what he meant to say is, if there isn't any produce, and I won't be able to know if there were or weren't 100 core, I shouldn't be a nazir. According to Yehuda, that's part of his acceptance of the nazir. He recognizes that that possibility exist, and therefore that prevents him from being a nazir. Whereas in our Gemara, the person made a full-fledged statement. There's machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel how to interpret his statement. But it's not a question that that's what he included in his understanding or not understanding of his naziris, and therefore even according to, this will not be contradictory to the concept of Sofek Naziris Lahakal. The Rashba uses this Gemara to teach us a very interesting concept, lahalocha. There is a principle in halacha, in financial transactions, called a smachta lekanya, which means if somebody makes a monetary transaction contingent on his negligence to fulfill a certain condition, which he expects to fulfill. For example, he says, if I don't do a certain job for you, I'll give you $100. The halacha is that transaction is void, because we don't consider that the person entered this transaction with complete intent. We assume that the person was confident that he will be able to fulfill condition and really never intended to have to or actually honor his transaction. The person in our example that we just gave was certain that he would do the job and therefore never intended to give the money. Says the Rashba that the principle of a samachta loikanya does not apply to Hegdish. And therefore, says the Rashba, if somebody said, if I don't do a certain job, I'm going to give $100 to Hegdish or Tztaka, he's obligated to fulfill his vow. And the proof is from our Gemara. In our Gemara, the man made his Naziris dependent on his ability or lack of ability to raise the cow. He obviously, when he made this neder, was certain that he's going to be able to lift up the cow. And yet, the Gemara says that if he weren't able to lift the cow, or if the cow doesn't get up, even according to Beis Hillel, he'll be a Nazir. It's an Asmachta, it's a Raya, that when it comes to Naziris, which we in the previous year explained, is similar, is considered a category of Hegdish, is Hasmachtas Kanya. And the Rishonim bring a Raya to the Rashba's concept. They bring a Raya from the Neder that we've quoted many times, that Yaakov Avinu made. The Yaakov Avinu said, "V'shafti b'shalom beis avi." If I will be successful in getting home, then I'll do a nether, and if not, not. He was sure that he'll get home. Yet the nether was a valid nether. It's interesting to note, however, that the Gra points out that the Rashba's opinion, which, as we just said, he proves is the opinion of our Gemara, is not the opinion that we find in the Shulchan Aruch, because in the Shulchan Aruch that the halacha is said like this: if somebody made a neder, it's going to be take on a tainus, and he connected it to dvar rishus. He says, if I will be successful in a specific monetary transaction, then I'll be in a tainus or something else. Then, if we don't say that the tainus is, he has to be in a tainus. Why? Because it's considered, and it's not successful, because it's considered as smachta. Only if he connected it to a dvar mitzvah. He says, if I won't come to the shir tomorrow, then I have to sit in the tainus. Since it's a dvar mitzvah, there, even though it's in a smachta, the halach is that he has to sit in a tainus. Ask the Gra, from our Gemara, doesn't make a difference, such a nafkamina. Here in our Gemara, the person's connecting his naziris to something which is a dvar rishus, the cow getting up or not getting up, and yet, as the Rashba pointed out, it's not considered a situation of a smachta lekanya, and he would have to be considered a nazir. And to take this concept one step further, I'd like to repeat a story that I saw from Chaim Kanievsky. There was a couple who lived in Chutz Laretz for many years and were unfortunately unable to have children. And we know the Rashi tells us in Chumash that the years that a couple live in Chutz Laretz not having children are not really considered years of not having children. As we know, the Pasuk says, "Behimikates Eser Shonim L'Sheves Avram Be'eretz Kanan." Avram was only considered childless after he was 10 years in Eretz Yisrael. So this couple, let's say that the husband of this couple's name was Reuven, decided to move to Eretz Yisrael. We just said that the school of the Schus of Eretz Yisrael would help them have children. And they're in Eretz Yisrael for a while, a couple of years already. Still, unfortunately, didn't have any children. Reuven had a friend, Shimon, who still lived in Chutz Laretz, but he traveled to Eretz Yisrael. And he's walking in the street in Eretz Yisrael, and he meets his friend, Reuven. And he says to Reuven, "What's going on?" And Reuven says, yes, we did move here to Yisrael, but unfortunately, we still don't have children. And Shimon, thinking what he's going to say is the right thing, sometimes people don't think enough before they speak, says to Reuven, I think you should recognize that you're probably never going to have children. You already moved to Yisrael, and you still don't have children. It doesn't look like you're going to have children. Shimon travels back to Chutz Loretz, comes home, and tells his wife about the conversation that he had with Reuven. And Shimon's wife tells him, I think you didn't speak that correctly. You should have said that to Reuven. The person is living with hope they will have children. Why did you have to be so tough and making him think that he'll never have children? Shimon tries to explain himself. I was just trying to make him be aware of what's probably happening. But his wife says it's not the way to speak to such a person who's in such a situation. And Shimon, recognizing that perhaps he misspoke, says, I'm taking a neder that if Reuven will have children, he wants to show how certain he is that Reuven will unfortunately never have children. He says, I'm taking a neder that if Reuven will have children, I will close my business here in Chutz Laretz, move to Yisrael, and go to yeshiva and sit and learn. And Eibishter helps, and Reuven has a child. And Shimon made a neder. So he comes to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and he says to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, I'm not prepared to move to Eretz Yisrael. I'm not prepared to close my business. I'm not prepared to sit and learn full time. But I am. I did make a neder. I did recognize I made a neder. So I'm prepared to completely support, in a very generous way, a Kohel younger man who should sit and learn full time to fulfill my neder. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, I can't help you. You made a neder, and the neder wasn't that you're going to support someone else. The neder was that you're going to learn yourself, and you have to move here to Yisrael and start learning. So the person said, why is it that you're saying this? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and this follows very much with the Gemara that we just learned, said, we don't know the power of nedarim. We should never underestimate the power of a neder. He says, who says that this person, Reuven, who waited so many years to have children, didn't have children only because of your neder? The power of a neder. And now that neder that had the power to bring this childless couple children will not be fulfilled? How can we take the chance? How can we take that risk? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, kept his part of the deal. We have to keep our part of the deal. And that's the concept of the Rashba, that perhaps if normally a smachta is noitanya, here we have to follow the naziris, we have to follow the hegdish under all circumstances. Ask the Gemara, ihachi, if this is the way to understand the Mishnah, Amos Seif, let's continue understanding the Mishnah. Am Rabbi Yehuda has a more lenient explanation of Beis Shammai's opinion. And they said, af kashamar Beis Shammai, even when Beis Shammai said, all he meant was the person to say that the person meant to say that the cow should be prohibited to him. But the question is, is the cow invested with any legal status? What, how, based on the dialogue that Rav said is taking place between the cow and the person, does it make that the person meant to make the cow also to him? Ella says the market going to Omar. What happened is like this. The person says, I'm going to be a nozer from her meat if she doesn't stand up. I'm not going to benefit from her meat. And then she stands up on her own. And again, we have the machloikis of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Amr Torfet Agavra, the essence of what this person meant to say was Mishum Ukman Beyodehu, that I should have the ability to pick it up. If I pick up the animal, the meat will not be usur. If I don't pick up the meat, the animal, the meat should be usur. But he didn't pick up the animal. The animal got up, but not by him. And therefore, he has to fulfill his nether. And and the meat of that animal becomes usur to him. The person meant to say that the meat will be usur to him in meriva, if the animal remains laying on the floor. But this animal is not laying. It got up. Maybe not by him, but a Baruch Hashem got up, and therefore the meat does not become us to him. Says the Gemara, according to this understanding, it means that if the animal would have remained laying on the floor, even according to Beis Hillel, that meat would be prohibited to him. Or Beis Hillel Savri, Eloi Kamas have a Nazir, if the animal doesn't get up at all, whether by itself or by the person, he'll be a Nazir. Vamir B'Psar Eloi have a Nazir. Didn't Beis Hillel say in the previous Mishnah that if somebody says, Haredi Nazim and Agregis from the Vela, according to Yehuda's explanation, it's a meaningless statement. Certainly in this case, where it isn't even as clear as that, it should be a meaningless statement, and it should not be also from the meat. Says the Gemara, Latamad Beshamai Kamri. Beshil is addressing Beshamai. Lididon, according to us, makes no difference if the animal gets up, or doesn't get up, or how it gets up. I feel like Hummus, even if the animal never gets up, Nami will have another, he will not be prohibited from the meat, because it's a meaningless statement. Lidithu, the Amris, have another. According to you, whoever holds it is a meaningful nether. Oydin Lamias, shouldn't you at least agree? The Tarfa the Hagavra, the man meant to make the meat also to him. Mishum the river, as long as the animal is laying. And if the animal volcomes, if the animal gets up, then the meat should not be prohibited to him. Respond, Beishamai, laf torfa da haigavra, b'shem okus b'yodehu. The man only meant that the meat will not be prohibited to him if he is successful in raising up the animal. For holy ukba, he didn't raise up the animal. The animal got up by itself, and therefore, according to Beishamai, not only is this, according to Yehuda's explanation of Beishamai, a valid way of declaring a nether of being usur from the basar, but it's even if the animal gets up, but it wasn't the person who lifted it up, he will be usur in the basar. It will be considered a nether prohibiting him from the basar.